This podcast is brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hi everyone, this is A Little Bit Booked on Fresh FM, and I'm your resident editor and book lover, Claire Williamson. Like many readers and writers, I find how books come to be a fascinating process. The literary equivalent of how the sausage gets made, how ideas and drafts turn into the beautifully designed books that delight and move us. Here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we are super lucky to have the Whitirea Publishing Program, which has been teaching the whole publishing process from manuscript to bookstore for over 30 years. Developed and run in partnership with publishers, it's modeled like an apprenticeship, and at the heart of it is experience, mentoring, industry. Man, that sounds super fun. I would like a second career in this. So I'm super excited that joining me today to tell us about the program from the inside is publishing tutor and former Whitirea graduate herself, Teresa Crisden, and current student and Macleod's Booksellers book buyer, Gabby West. Kia ora. Hi.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
I am so excited to talk to you about what you're doing, Gabby. I feel like I'm going to be incredibly jealous of everything that you have been doing this past year. But yeah. What have you both been reading recently?
Gabby, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a great question because obviously as a book buyer, I am very lucky that I receive a lot of advanced reading copies or proof copies, as they're sometimes referred to as. And usually I'm reading about three or four books at once, but as the workload on the course is pretty intense and I'm also working, my reading has taken a bit of a dive this year. But I have recently picked up a beautiful little book that I've had on my shelf for quite a long time.
I love that cover. People can't see it. It's like all these beautiful watercolor polka dots.
Yeah, it's actually a cover with watercolor painting on it. And this writer, Elif Shafak, is one of my absolute favorites. And I'm working through her back catalogue, and so I'm reading The 40 Rules of Love. And I actually didn't know the basis of the story. I hadn't read the blurb in a long time, and I picked it up, and straight away it's the story of a woman who goes into a career as a manuscript assessor for a literary agent. And I was like, oh, this is calling to me on the shelf for a reason. So her writing is exquisite, and you just can't go wrong with anything that she has done. So, yeah, this is my current read, and I'm chipping away at it. But
is it resonating with you?
Yeah, well, yes, it's beautifully written, and the woman, the main character, is assessing a manuscript that is the life of the poet Rumi. So there's a lot of mysticism, and you learn so much when you read one of her books. I feel like they're so well researched, and yeah, I just love anything she's written.
How about you, Teresa?
The workload is intense on the course at the moment, so my reading has also taken a dive, but I have recently finished the third Bookshop Detectives
book. That just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, it came out not too long ago, about a month ago, I think, and yeah, just enjoyed it. They are, that's Murder and Mojitos, Gareth and Louise Ward. And yeah, they're just, it's so fun and easy to read. And, you know, I got to send one of our publishers a little photo saying, have you read this? Because you're on page 15. So you should really read this. So, you know, I love all the little inside industry nods.
Did you read it with a mojito?
I did not. Aww. I did not. No. No, I'll save that for another day. And I've just picked up Taipei Travelogue, which won International Booker this year. I wish I could tell you who it's by, but I'm really confused at this stage because it's a really metatextual thing of it's a translation of a translation of a translation. It's very confusing and I don't actually know who the author is. Maybe I'll be able to tell you at the end of the book, but I don't know yet at the moment.
We will follow up. I know that the Booker long list has just come out and I've kind of looked at it and gone, I don't know if I'm going to have time to read any of these either, even though I want to. So maybe I'll wait till the short list.
I've reserved a couple.
We'll see. Good. So maybe now we can dive in a little bit to Fitireia. And I want to put this question to both of you, but maybe we'll start with Gabby, which is what drew you to publishing in the first place and made you want to take this course?
That's a great question. I've been a bookseller for 10 years. And I've been a book buyer manager for the last sort of three and a bit. And a day hasn't gone by where I've ever got sick of books. I'm never sick of being around books. I'm never sick of talking about books. It truly is a love of my life. And I've loved being a bookseller. I've met so many wonderful people and made some really fantastic connections and relationships. But at its heart, it's still retail. And I kind of felt like I'd come to the end of my time in retail and was looking for that next step. I felt like I kind of got to the ceiling of my job and was looking for a challenge as well. And a dear friend of mine undertook the course in 2023. And she is now out in the world as an editor with Bateman Books, and she has been encouraging me for quite some time to also take that leap and join her in the publishing world. And she reassured me the whole time that, you know, all the skills and things you already know about the book world will be so helpful when you're studying publishing, and it will just feel like such a natural progression for you. And she's absolutely right. And I'm so excited to explore this whole other side of books. It doesn't feel that different from necessarily book selling, but as like you said, it's the other side of how books come to life. And I think the course itself draws us in because of how it's structured, with the placements and all of the amazing different tutors we have. It's such a hands-on course, and you feel like you're learning so much every week. And so I feel very well prepared for a career in publishing, and I'm sure by the end of the year we'll feel even more excited.
What's been your favorite module or kind of individual course so far?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
You're supposed to say Teresa's.
Teresa's impressive. Like, what Teresa doesn't know about publishing doesn't count. So they've all been really amazing. Everyone brings something different. And, I can't say any one particular thing has been better than the other. We have some amazing guest speakers as well from within the industry. So we feel really lucky that we've got access to these brains and skills, and we're across all kinds of topics. But I've really enjoyed all of it. I can't say one over the other. I mean, I would say I'm definitely not a natural at the computer software of InDesign.
Is anybody though?
Is anyone a natural with InDesign? I'm not sure. But our tutor, Sarah, is very patient and lovely. And it's all great.
I can do some basic InDesign text editing, but as soon as it requires any actual design or image manipulation, I have to call our designer over and I'm like, help me. Don't want to mess up your template.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Teresa? Does that resonate with you? Is it similar for you?
The getting into publishing situation? Yeah. So I've been working in publishing. I did the course 20 years ago now. So I had less of a career under my belt before I got started. But I was, and this is the case with lots of our students, I was one of those kids who would go to the library and come back with a stack of books, you know, a giant stack. Like, you can't see us, but we're, it's like 30 centimeters tall, the stack we're talking about, every week. You know, that was what I did, and I just loved books and reading. And like Gabby, I've just never got sick of them. I did my BA in English and linguistics, so I guess language has always been something I'm into. And then I went off to Japan to teach English for a while because I had no idea what I was doing.
Oh, you in the JET program?
I wasn't in the JET program, okay. But I was, in a private language teaching.
Eikaiwa, fun.
Yeah, Eikaiwa, exactly. kids Eikaiwa, no less. So it was, yeah. So I did that for a year and a half, and while I was on a trip home, I went to drinks with friends and met someone who was doing the course at that time. And she said to me, you know what, I think you'd really like this, and told me all about it. And I was like, oh, that actually really sounds good. Like, I had no idea how to work with books or how to get anywhere near them. And this was perfect. So I went back to Japan and sent off an application. Had the interview the day after I arrived back in the country.
So jet lagged all heck.
Jet lagged, but obviously I did something right, and was, yeah, doing the course the next year. And then I was lucky enough to get a job straight after the course, and have just sort of been doing it ever since.
Have you found that in the 20 years since you graduated, you know, with how rapidly everything has changed now, kind of, you know, book talk didn't exist in 2006, you know, for example. Yep. So how have you watched things change in the program?
Yeah, that's a great question. We try to step, that's a huge part of the job, is keeping on top, or as close as possible to on top of what's going on in the industry. So, you know, ebooks were not a thing in 2006. So we didn't teach ebooks, or I didn't learn about ebooks then. But now we do, you know, a whole section, the students have an assessment on making an ebook. So that is a thing that is now a huge part of the industry. So we, and book talk. So Gabby can tell you in our publicity and marketing sessions this year, book talk was a constant discussion. It's a huge thing. So yeah, I guess our role as tutors, aside from teaching sessions and, you know, making sure things are going to plan, is keeping up with what's happening in the industry, and keeping the course current. So, you know, we have new sessions every year.
What's new for this year?
It's the AI stuff.
Yes.
Yes, well, AI, we started teaching it last year. We're not teaching it a lot, but we touch on it. That's probably the newest thing. But we have a lot of discussions and things, and we learn from the students as well about what's going on out in the industry. We also have an amazing advisory committee. We have a lot of industry connections, and so we get feedback from them as well about what we should be teaching, what graduates need to know when they're going out into the industry. So it's kind of a constant, just constant small updates every year.
And so what is the book talk discussion, Gabby?
This feels
like a pop quiz for you now. Sorry. What do you remember from class?
That's right. It's interesting because the class has quite an age range within it, which I love, because we've got a lot of recent graduates who are very tech savvy and have kind of grown up with social media, which is the complete opposite experience to me. They are digital natives. And so it's interesting to see the different perspectives on book talk, but I think we basically can't ignore the impact it has on reading trends and how it powers sales. So it's definitely something we have to factor into our marketing, and it is there and it's not going anywhere. So, yeah.
Was it something you thought you'd have to learn about? Because, I mean, if you've been selling books as well, presumably you have people coming in being like, I want that book from TikTok. and you're sitting there going, yes, like, what, which one?
Which one, exactly. Well, luckily, publishers are really great at catching on to this kind of stuff, and they notify us something's gone viral, because they know that realistically we can't keep a track of all of that. And I'm not a heavy social media user at all, so that's very helpful for me. But yeah, it's going to be something I think I might have to lean into a little bit more than I have been. So yeah.
And so which are the modules that you teach, Teresa?
Oh, it's kind of tricky. The way the course is set up, we officially have, I think, 8 courses within the whole diploma.
Sorry, I'm using the wrong vocab.
It's good. So it's a graduate diploma in publishing, and within that we have 8 courses. But the way we teach it is that we interweave everything, because as you said before, we run the course as an internship, or like an internship or an apprenticeship. And so we try to teach the process from beginning to end. So at the beginning of the year, you're receiving manuscripts, you're learning how to assess them and how to edit them. And then as the year goes on, you get into the design and the marketing and I've missed something. Typesetting, thank you. Yes, typesetting and design, marketing, getting the books out into the world, and project management goes across the whole year. So we don't really, while we do have tutors who are responsible for particular things, so Sarah does the typesetting, as Gabby mentioned before, and my co-tutor Claudia is a publicity and marketing whiz. We don't separate them out quite so much. So it's not done as like a block course.
Yep, yep, yep.
It's all sort of, you know, 1 week we'll have an InDesign session and a sales and marketing session and a discussion about what's happening in the world of book awards sort of thing, all as part of 1 week's teaching. I guess I'm more on the editorial side. I work as a freelance editor when I'm not teaching, so that is definitely my area. And also I'm responsible for a lot of the publishing industry sort of conversations and the publishing business and, you know, talking about contracts and I don't know what else, exciting things like that.
you talk to a lawyer, they'd probably say a publishing contract would be exciting.
Well, I mean, they're very interesting. I find them interesting. Yeah. But yeah, so basically anything that doesn't fall into another camp ends up on my plate as well. So I teach a bit of everything.
So when when do the students think, since there is this kind of engagement with, you know, publishers across New Zealand, when are students, you know, either placed, or when are those kind of opportunities, not assigned maybe, but, you know, part of the year?
Yeah, they sort of are assigned. So we have 2 work placements during the year. They're 2 weeks each. The first one is normally around June, and the second one is around the end of September, beginning of October.
Oh, so did you just finish one then, Gabby? Are you still in it?
No.
No.
So the first work placement was a month or so back, right?
Mm. And how was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was terrifying, but no, it was great. We were all totally reassured that we've been prepared so well, and we were helpful and did stuff, and
What sort of stuff did you get to do?
Oh, was it mate? Wow, I think we all came away feeling like we were given some really kind of important things to do, not just filler jobs at all. So I went to Penguin in Auckland, and I was given an amazing range of activities to do, actually. Some proofreading of picture flats. I did manuscript assessment for 3 middle grade titles, one of which I've heard they've decided to acquire, which is really exciting. Yeah, so I look forward to finding out what that is. I got to proof listen to an audiobook, which is now out, and that was a really fascinating experience.
Is it like you are reading along with it as you're listening, and you have to be like, oops, they missed a word, or they said this wrong, or something?
Exactly that. You put in timestamps to note when the pronunciation is off, or there is a stammer or background noise. A very intensive process, actually, but I really enjoyed doing that. sitting in on meetings, just being totally involved with the day-to-day operations, which was amazing. Yeah.
That sounds like such a gift. That sounds so cool.
Yeah. Oh, everyone had such a great time on their placements. Well, the first day we were back, it was just this like back and forth of wanting to hear what everyone had been doing. And yeah, we're really treated with such respect because the course has such an amazing background to it. And there are so many people in the industry who have studied with Hitareia. And so they they're so willing to trust you and give you real world tasks.
Are the publishers involved the same every year, Teresa? Does it kind of depend on what they've got going on?
Yeah, it definitely depends on what they've got going on. So we have a list that we approach every year and we say, look, these are the dates, which suit you, if any. And then so once we have responses from the publishers, we then go out to the students and say, right, these are your options. Where are you interested in going? And we assign people like that. So everyone goes for the same 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
On their work placement, and then yeah, like Gabby says, they come back and they're like, actually we've learned stuff, we know stuff, which is always really cool because you don't know until you're in that context that you've actually got some valuable knowledge, and it's only been what, 2 or 3 months since you started the course. So yeah, it's really cool.
I'm quite curious, when you say you start with manuscript assessment at the beginning of the year and then you got to put some of that into practice, and obviously I feel like everyone, knows what they like to read and comes in being big readers. But how, if at all, do you have to kind of separate that part of your brain from the more like assessment part of your brain for if this would, if the draft would work?
Well, I obviously was still pretty new to that kind of process, but I guess I was given guidelines as to the readership, This is for an 11 to 13 year old. And how do you find the tone, and how do you find the language used, and is the story engaging, and is it pitched at the right audience? And I guess, with those in the back of your mind, you're making notes and you're trying to put your 12-year-old brain on. And most of the time I was so engrossed in the story that I forgot I was supposed to be paying attention to.
Finish that. Oh, that was a great book.
Pretty much. Did that happen? Yeah, that's right. Mm. So that was my experience anyway. And I'm sure it's very different for the tutors at the beginning of the year when they're taking in all of the possible manuscripts. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, because the manuscripts Gabby's alluding to there, our students work on real publishing projects throughout the year. That's sort of the biggest part of the course, I think. And that is, they're working with external publishers, so they have a client, and they get a real manuscript and are responsible for taking it through all those stages throughout the year and publishing it at the end of the year, which is, pretty intense but also amazing. And it means we get to have book launches. And someone said to me today, I just saw my name in the acknowledgements for the book that we're publishing, and that's the first time I've ever seen that. And it was just so exciting. So we do, we work with publishers who we know well, and we know that what they're giving us is going to be a good manuscript to work on. But yeah, I guess, as Gabby said, when you're talking about manuscript assessment, it is just putting yourself in the mind of the intended audience. And perhaps if it's not something you would normally read, that's the feedback you give. Like, this is not something I would be into, but maybe we should get it assessed by someone who reads crime fiction or whatever. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, I've answered half your question there.
And I guess then, again, maybe Gabby, I know you've still got a few months to go until the course is over, so I'm not trying to rush you to the end of it, but what would you like to do after graduating?
Yeah, that's a very topical question. as we are about to choose our next placement options, we've all been talking about you know, where we might end up, and should we be tactical about our placements? You know, will this possibly lead to a job? So there's going to be 18 of us amazing Whitirea graduates, and I think we all have the kind of same hope of being snapped up. And luckily we're quite diverse. There's a few who want to be editors, and some of us are more drawn to sales and marketing. I've always been pretty open and just wanting to explore whatever the course presented and see what kind of stood out to me. And I still don't have a strong feeling about where I want to go, but I do know that from my background and my experience so far, that I am a relationship building person. I love my connections that I have made and what I and the ones I can make. So I guess for me, publicity and marketing are really appealing. And so is sales. I think, yeah, we're all just so keen to be out in the world, get some experience, mm-hmm. and see where it takes us. So I'm feeling pretty hopeful that I'm very open at this stage to all and any kind of opportunity. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit, Teresa. Where have, you know, maybe some recent graduates, where have they ended up?
The employment rate is really good from our course, because we have so much industry support. People from the industry will, if they're hiring, will often come to us and say, we're looking for someone, do you know of anyone, or could you share this job ad with your recent graduates? Or it is a small industry, so there's only so many jobs available. That definitely dropped post-COVID as well, because it used to be that people would graduate from the course, go and do an entry-level position for a while, then perhaps go overseas and try some international publishing, and that overseas pathway sort of disappeared. I think it's slowly starting to come back now, but it meant that those entry-level positions weren't opening up as much. At the end of last year we did a bit of a tally, and we have graduates in pretty much every publishing house in the country, or we did at that point. We also have some internships at the end of the year. So those are Creative New Zealand funded internships, along with the Publishers Association. And they, so three graduates get to apply for those. Everyone gets to apply for them, but three graduates get to do a six-month paid internship in a publishing house. They're different every year. And this year, two of those three have turned into ongoing jobs, which is really exciting. It doesn't always happen, but it's great when it does. The other thing about the New Zealand industry is that you pretty much have to be an all-rounder in most positions. It's really helpful to have the all-round knowledge of the industry, because it's pretty rare to specialize. I'd say probably sales and marketing is the area where there's more specialization than anywhere else. But most project managers are also editors. I guess design is another specialist area. Like, it's good if you've got some design knowledge, but yeah. So I guess the all-round nature of the course is useful from that perspective as well.
I guess that leads me to think, you know, it feels like, you know, every year or so there's always a, no one's reading anymore, the publishing industry is dying. But obviously you guys have been, you know, going for 30 years minus one sort of almost hiccup last year that, you know, you've gotten through, and hopefully you can talk a bit about that. But it sounds like you guys are doing something right to still be here for 30 years.
I hope so. I think so. I mean, I can't take credit for all those 30 years. this is my eighth year of teaching.
Okay, so you can take credit for almost a third of them.
Well, almost, but definitely not the entire credit. It is very much a group effort. But I think the key has been that connection to industry all the way through. The course started to exist because people wanted some training, and saw the need for it, and then it's just continued to exist because yeah, we have so much support because, you know, last year when things were looking dicey, people were coming to us saying, but where will we get our employees from? Like, you know, we get people who know how to do the work. So if there's no course, where are they going to come from? And, you know, they would get people, but it would be a lot harder and they'd have to do on-the-job training.
Mm.
Yeah. Very different. And publishers don't have time to do it.
No, I imagine not. So then what, you know, as you look forward to next year, then what's kind of, where's Fitireo going?
We're actually going to have a name change next year.
Oh.
Because, yes, this is news to Gabby as well. So Fitireo and Welltec are a polytech based out in Porirua in Wellington, Porirua and Petone. And this course originated at the Porirua campus. And we have moved away from that last year Fitireo decided to close their campus in town. Which was where we were based and all the creative programs were based.
Mm.
And the majority of those programs were closed as part of that. We survived because the industry wanted us to. So the Publishers Association of New Zealand proposed a partnership with Fitireo. So now the model is that PANS, the Publishers Association, are responsible for the delivery of the course, and Fitireo are responsible for the enrolments and the accreditation side of things. So it's still a NZQA accredited diploma through that partnership. And so next year we will, that will continue. So it will still be a partnership between PANS and Fitireo, but we have decided that it's appropriate to change the name of the course.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be the Aotearoa New Zealand School of Publishing from next year.
Sounds quite flash and official.
It is very flash.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And you are the first to be hearing this. This is very new knowledge.
Ooh.
You just happened to ask the right question, so I'm giving you that. The reason we're going for the School of Publishing, we have the diploma, but we also run a couple of micro-credentials. In editing. So one is in grammar and punctuation and one is in copy editing. So it's not just the diploma. Those are open to people from anywhere. We've had international students do those as well. Because the diploma is an in-person course based in Wellington, so it's not everyone can
up and
join
relocate
us.
To Wellington.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, the micro credentials are an attempt to make things more accessible.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that is super cool. I'm glad that, you know, it sounds like things have stabilized and like you've got a clear path forward. And Gabby, are you already thinking about who you're going to shoulder tap to be like, take the course? Take it.
Oh, I would just recommend it to just anybody who's thinking about it. I have had a conversation with someone recently who I met at Auckland Writers Festival in the queue for the toilet of all places.
Well, yeah, that's one of the best combos.
Auckland Writers Festival, it's crazy like that. We had a chat and they're also like me, into their career a few years, and we're thinking, you know, I could really see myself doing that. And I said, yeah, if you can make it happen, then do it, because you just won't regret it, and it'll be the most fun year of, you know, maybe your life, because you're surrounded by all these people who have the same kind of love that you do, and you'll bounce off each other and bring, you know, all these different skills together, and you just get to meet some really lovely people and feel supported and encouraged. It's such a lovely environment to be in every day. We just feel like in our own little like publishing bubble. So I recommend anyone out there listening to to look into it. And I've also done some of, I did the micro credential last year and online, and that was a great introduction. So, you know, maybe little steps in is a good approach, but
as long as it teaches the correct difference between the hyphen, the N dash and the M dash, I'll be very happy, because when I do my proofreading, that's what I find I have to fix almost the most. And I would rather not have to do that.
Oh, yes. We definitely spent a lot of time on those things.
Yay. What would be your elevator pitch, Teresa, for someone who's thinking about?
Oh, I feel like Gabby's just done such a good job. It's a tough one. I mean, it's just a really cool course to do if you're interested in anything to do with the world of books. It's and I think I keep wanting to say the coolest thing is, but I think there's multiple cool things. Like, as Gabby said, being in the room with a bunch of people who are all book nerds and realizing that you're among your people is just so nice. And for us as tutors, getting to know a new cohort every year is amazing, because they're such cool people. So we're really lucky. And I just think the industry connection, we just can't overstate it. Like, it's so rare and so important. And we are just so lucky to have so much support from the industry. That's why we're still here. And so much buy-in. You know, we get so many guest speakers. And everyone's career path and job is slightly different. So hearing from all these different people about how they got to where they are and what that means they do every day, it's just the sort of opportunity that you just don't get. So yeah, I can't, I should have thought more about an elevator pitch. I don't know. if you have any interest, just send us an email, look us up, and yeah, very happy to chat to people.
I'll have a think about it. I don't know if I can. I don't think I'd be able to talk. I don't think we can relocate to Wellington, but maybe I'll see what could be possible. So I think I'll wrap us up with a couple bookmarks, unless there's a burning question that something burning you wanted to say that I haven't asked you about.
I don't think so. I will just spell for Today Publishing. WHITIREIA. So if you look up Fitilea Publishing, you will get to us. The other place to find us is on the Publishers Association of New Zealand website. If you contact them, you will be able to get in touch with us and we can answer all your questions.
I feel like that spelling question is one you get asked and have to answer a lot.
I may have had a few different misspellings of that. The Aotearoa New Zealand School of Publishing will be easier.
So our bookmarks are that the annual Te Tau Ihu Short Story Awards are currently open to all New Zealand writers age 16 plus, and they celebrate stories written in Te Reo Māori and English in 1,500 words or less, which is both a lot and not very much. Entries for that are open until 20 September and will be judged by Renee Kahukura and Ingrid Horrocks, which that's a powerhouse, judging panel. So people who are keen can learn more and submit their story at nzsa-topwriters.org. And the second is that by the time people will be listening to this, the full program for the Nelson Arts Festival will be out, including its annual and always excellent Puka Puka Talks series. So if you haven't gone and looked at that program already, might I recommend the session at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, 26 October, with Ingrid Horrocks, which may or may not be being chaired by yours truly. So you can go get your tickets to that to hear me talk with Ingrid and see all of the events at nelsonartsfestival.nz/events. And that is it for today. So you can find me at Accidental Tokyoite on Instagram, and Teresa already said where you could find Fitireia, but again, that is at Fitireia Publishing on Instagram or fitireiawelltech.ac.nz, and also the Publishers Association of New Zealand website. And Gabby, if people wanted to see what you were up to?
They can't. I don't.
That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot you said you didn't. That's because you're a sane person.
I'm so sorry. They can definitely check out McLeod's Booksellers. So we have an Instagram and Facebook page. We're a beautiful independent bookshop. So please come visit us sometime. Yeah.
That sounds great. Thank you for listening. And I hope everyone's feeling a little bit booked.
This podcast was brought to you by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Other great local podcasts are available through our website, freshfm.co.nz.